Ryan Holt, the voice of the Condors, joins us now. Ryan, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm good. How are you, Jason?
I am. I'm doing all right. Let's start with Lauren Brossoit, who gets a shutout against Ontario, and just kind of evaluate his entire season thus far in between the pipes for the Condors.
He's been everything that's come advertised. Obviously, he was here a couple of years ago as a member of the ECHL Condors, and kind of backstopped us to the Western Conference Finals back then, and he's doing the same thing here in Bakersfield this season. He's bigger, he's stronger, he's more confident, I think, than he was a couple of years ago when he was here, and his confidence is going through the roof now. He's 4-1 his last five starts. He's got a .95 save percentage over that span, and we've seen this before out of him. Even last year in Oklahoma City, around this time, he went 13 or 14-2 here over the last month into November last season. So we're hoping he gets hot once more and starts to start rattling off some wins here as we head into December.
And they're really a team that, with Nurse and Draisaitl and Pekarinen and so many guys recalled to Edmonton, that they're going to have to win games low scoring. They don't got a lot of offense right now.
Yeah, and the offense has kind of changed a little bit, and Jerry Fleming talked about it a little bit post-game after the win on Saturday against Ontario. Whereas, early in the season, it was more of a puck possession type of team in the sense of a team that's going to be able to make moves at the attacking blue line, carry the puck into the attacking zone. There was a lot more chip and chase on Saturday night. Guys like Kessie and Meraz and Kara throwing the pucks in the corner and going and digging it out. And that's how the Condors have scored their goals. The two goals that had a goalie in the net and then the empty netter late from Christopher. But yeah, it's a little bit of a growing process here for this team. I think they expected to have guys like Leon or Pekarinen and Miller here for a little longer than what was anticipated or what actually happened. So, things have kind of changed on the fly, but they're looking good. They're playing well here this weekend and looking to string together some wins here this week.
Now, Slepyshev has really kind of been up and down, so hard for him to get comfortable there, but no points through four games, and that doesn't always tell the tale. How has he looked in those games? Is he looking more comfortable? Or you still see a guy who, hasn't been comfortable yet just because he's been up and down?
No, I mention it just about every game. He's dangerous. It seems like every time he touches the ice, he does something to produce something offensively. He's been paired with Bogdan Yakimov, his fellow Russian, and they've known each other from their World Junior days back in Russia. So he's been comfortable here. I think the points are going to come. I think he leads the team in post hit over the last week, and I think he leads the team in quality scoring chances in which he broke his stick here over the last week. So, I think it's just a matter of time here before he starts to break out. But as you said, it's a tough week for him. He was, in San Diego with us on Wednesday, in Arizona with the Oilers on Thursday, fly back to Bakersfield and get set for game on Saturday. So it has been kind of a whirlwind for him here over the last week, but I think he's poised to break out here this week.
Ryan Holt, voice of the Bakersfield Condors, joins us. And with, that's kind of the tough part about an American League team is when you have call-ups, which is great for the individual players, the overall team struggles just because, it's hard to replace top-line guys at the NHL no differently than it is to replace top-line guys at the American Hockey League. You mentioned Braden Christopher scored the empty net goal, and, he was kind of a player who came out of nowhere for the Oilers, got invited to the rookie camp, earned themselves a three-year entry-level deal. How has he played all year in Bakersfield?
Well, his role's changed. As you mentioned with the call-ups, he was a fourth line guy starting out when we had our full complement, and now he's kind of moved up the depth chart, if you will. He's been solid on the PK for us. Him and Kyle Platz are the other rookie, I guess, if you will, up front for this team. I like what Christopher brings. He's a high energy guy. He's tenacious on the forecheck, and that's where the Condors have scored the majority of their goals, is forcing turnovers in the offensive zone. It hasn't really been off the rush here as of late. It's been forcing turnovers, and he and Platter have done a nice job with that. And you mentioned the call-ups too, but there's been injuries and guys out of the lineup. Josh Winquist is out here for the next couple of weeks with a lower body injury. Tyler Pitlick's have been in and out of the lineup, and now he's out of the lineup here. So it hasn't even been the call-ups. It's been injuries here in the AHL, and the team's just kind of taking it in stride, and guys are stepping up into different roles here as we move forward.
I was going to ask you, you know, about Tyler Pitlick, and I guess what's the diagnosis on him? Any expected return date at all?
I'm not positive. It was a concussion early on in the season, and you just feel for him because he has a ton of talent, a ton of speed, and a great shot on the right wing, but he just can't stay healthy here over the last couple of years. But we hope we get him back here sooner rather than later and get him back on the ice because he's definitely a big time player, especially at this level.
Eetu Lorikainen was sent to Finland, and I'm guessing that's just because they wanted him to play too many goalies in the crease.
Yeah, I think that's exactly the case. Ben Scrivens and Laurent Brossoit are here in Bakersfield, and when the goalie situation sorted itself out, Eetu decided to play back in Finland. A place where he's comfortable, a place where he knows, and he's going to get a lot of games there too. So hopefully he does well there and can obviously be recalled or sent back over if the need arises later on in the season.
As good as Laurent Brossoit's numbers are, at the opposite end is Ben Scriven's numbers. What's been the issue with him in between the pipes?
I'm not sure. I think, Ben has been, and anytime you see an NHL goalie come down to the American League, you kind of worry about their mindset or worry about their attitude coming down. Ben's been awesome, especially with us, the front office, and everyone here in Bakersfield. He's acclimated himself to the community as well here in Bakersfield. Has the right attitude, is great in the room with the younger guys. I think he just hasn't found his game here early on a little bit. But there's no doubt about it that he's going to be in the rotation here with LB. And obviously he's going to be called upon here. So it's not a case where he's going to be coming out of the lineup anytime soon. So, we hope he finds his game here over the next couple of weeks and starts turning around his season a little bit.
Ryan, really appreciate the rundown, man. Thanks. We'll do it again soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.